Well, how much pull have you got? Well, tug of war is still a thriving sport here, and next month Northern Ireland will host the outdoor European Tug of War Championship for the first time. Our own Eric is going to compete in it, aren't you?
Not sure if I'm going to make the grade or not. I know one man who might well do, but it is a big event. 1,000 competitors will come to Belfast from as far away as South Africa and Taiwan. In fact, the Ban Cran team from Draperstown are hotly tipped to win a medal. But one of Northern Ireland's former stars in Tug of War is the Fermanagh South Tyrone MP, Tom Elliott. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eric.
Tom, I know you're used to pulling politicians apart, but pulling the rope, which is more stressful?
Yeah, well, one's physically stressful, the other, I suppose, is mentally stressful. But, look, I suppose tug of war is a sport, and it was a relief from other aspects of life. And, you know, I always treated it that way, that it was a sport, and obviously a competitive sport at that. Maybe it's more, one of the more unknowns within that fraternity, but look, people do enjoy it. Quite a lot of people in Northern Ireland are still involved in it, and indeed the Republic of Ireland as well, where we used to compete too. So yeah, it is a sport, and people enjoy it for that.
I suppose it's viewed as a minority sport. What about your own interest in it? Where did that derive from? Because by all accounts, you were quite a puller in your day.
Not so sure that's a great term to use, Eric, but anyway, I used to play some football, and whenever I gave it up, some of the guys that I played football with were also tug of war people, so naturally went into it along with those guys and competed at that level.
Was it serious or just a bit of crack?
Well, I suppose I always looked on sport just as a sport. You know, I never looked on it as being something that you must win and you had to win. It was something that, you know, you went out there to enjoy, and there was a competitive edge to it, but I always looked on the competition more so than the winning, and being part of that bigger grouping, just the same as football as well. Mm-hmm. And you made some great friends. You met people that you wouldn't have met if you hadn't been competing in the sport. So yeah, there was a great comradeship. Obviously there was that competition when you were on the rope, but again, when it was all over, you shook hands and got on with it, and you were friends.
And what was your position along the rope, Tom, and what were the factors that decided where you were positioned? Because was your height, for instance, a factor?
Yes, the height was always a factor. You were closer to the back of the rope whenever you were taller and the smaller guys, because it went in that sloping series. The guy that was on the anchor, as they called it, he's the guy right at the back, and the rope had to slope downwards to the centre from him. So yes, and he had to always make sure that he stood up, otherwise if he went down, his seven teammates in front of him almost always went down as well. So I was normally near the back, never done anchor, but always quite near the back. And look, there is techniques to it, Eric. It's not just about brute force. There are techniques, and you quite often can get people who are of a much lighter weight who are much better pulling on the rope than those that are much stronger and well built.
And what about a tug of war up at Stormont? If you had the SDLP and Sinn Féin on one side and say the DUP and the UUP on the other side, who do you think would come out on top there?
Probably just the same as it is at present in politics. None of them will come out on top. I think that's the difficulty. You know, you could pull quite a number of ends off tug of war and probably get the same result in the end.
Okay, well, Tom, we'll leave it there. Better luck as well, hopefully, for your team, Ballinamallard United. 5-0 thrashing on Saturday wasn't too good, was it?
No, it wasn't too good, that, and silly defensive mistakes, I think. But look, that's football, and they build on it, and we've had two good results before that, one at Warren Point, and through with Dungannon. So you know, you have to take the bad days with the good days, just like
Indeed.
The war as well. But what we want to do is go from push on now and hopefully get a couple of wins on their belt.
Yeah, maybe given your height, Whitey Anderson might consider throwing you into the centre half role there. Who knows? Tom Elliott there, thanks for joining us this
Eric
morning.
Eric White, I think we're going to lose you to the political unit. You're the new Mark Devenport.